The battle for college basketball's national championship will be settled tonight in St. Louis as the Fighting Illini of Illinois take on the North Carolina Tar Heels. The title game features the nation's two top-ranked teams. It's the first time in 30 years that the two top-ranked teams have played in the final. Illinois has lost just one game this season, a one-point loss at that, on the way to its top-ranked 37-1 record. But number two North Carolina is considered the most talented college team in the country. The Illini punched their ticket to the title game with a surprisingly easy 72-57 win over Louisville in Saturday's first semifinal. North Carolina is 32-4 after sloughing off a subpar first half performance to come blazing back for an 87-71 victory over Michigan State. Illinois has made an art of passing the ball, a fact that has not escaped the attention of North Carolina center Sean May.
They distribute the ball better than any team that I think we've seen. Coach pulled out a clip one time where, you know, they just moved the ball 15 times with no dribble. And they have three really good guards. They run. They can play half court. They shoot the ball really well.
But Carolina is best at putting the ball in the hoop, leading the nation in scoring with an average of almost 89 points per game. Even so, Illinois coach Bruce Weber says his team set getting to the title game as its goal a long time ago.
You know, we wrote April 4th on the board about 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, and we are playing on April 4th in the national championship, so we're very excited.
It's just the fourth time two regional top seeds have met in the final since the NCAA began seeding teams in 1979. All three of the previous clashes went down to the final minute. North Carolina coach Roy Williams is not underestimating Illinois, which he calls college basketball's best team.
I think they've shown throughout the course of the whole season. I mean, they're a veteran team. They're very well coached. They're extremely focused. I saw the T-shirts they were wearing in the shoot-around this morning where it said, finish the job. So they're a big-time team.
Monday night's game will also see the end of one futility streak while prolonging another. Roy Williams is making his fifth appearance at the Final Four and has made it to the title game twice, but he has never taken his team to the championship. Illinois is also at the Final Four for the fifth time. The school's basketball program is in its 100th year and is hoping to celebrate the landmark by winning its first championship in its inaugural appearance in the title game. Either way, it's the kind of matchup college basketball fans have been dreaming of. From the Final Four in St. Louis, this is Steve Shy, VOA Sports.